As Congress continues to weigh the risks of a U.S. war in Iraq, the Senate Armed Services Committee invited four retired generals to give their views today. John Shalikashvili, former chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Joseph Hoar, former commander-in-chief of the U.S. Central Command, Wesley Clark, former commander of the Supreme Allied Command in Europe, and Thomas McInerney, former assistant vice chief of staff for the Air Force. All agreed the U.S. could win such a war, but some, like General Hoar, urged caution.
The nightmare scenario is that six Iraqi Republican Guard divisions and six heavy divisions, reinforced with several thousand anti-aircraft artillery pieces, defends the city of Baghdad. The result would be high casualties on both sides as well as in the civilian community. U.S. forces would certainly prevail, but at what cost? And at what cost as the rest of the world watches while we bomb and have artillery rounds exploded in densely populated Iraqi neighborhoods?
NPR's Eric Westervelt has been monitoring today's hearings and joins us now. Eric, how much unanimity was there among these four generals today?
Well, John, three of the four retired top U.S. commanders that testified today made it pretty clear they think any military action against Saddam Hussein needs to be backed by a strong U.N. Security Council resolution. They agreed on that. All seem to agree as well that Saddam Hussein should go and that he possibly possesses weapons of mass destruction that need to be taken out. But the retired commanders were much more cautious than the White House about acting unilaterally if the U.N. doesn't pass some kind of strong resolution authorizing military force. I said the U.S. certainly reserves the right to go to war to protect its interests unilaterally, but they argued and urged that the U.S. should work through the United Nations. Former NATO commander General Wesley Clark, for example, John, said the U.S. should, quote, make certain we are working through the U.N. and not simply to check a block. Several of these retired generals said not working through the U.N. could undermine the institution's credibility and have serious long-term geopolitical consequences.
There's been some concern that a war against Iraq might distract U.S. forces from pursuit of al-Qaeda. Did any of the generals today feel that that might be a problem?
John, several of them did voice that exact concern. General Hoar in particular said going it alone in Iraq will undermine some of the post-9/11 goodwill and cooperation from other countries in the war on terrorism. And in tracking down these al-Qaeda cells, they noted that there's been successes in cooperating and sharing intelligence with other countries with whom we didn't have great relations with always. And they said any attempt to distract from that now could essentially burn some of those bridges, and they cautioned not to do that.
I understand that Thomas McInerney seemed the most hawkish today. What was his argument?
That's right. The former assistant vice chief of staff for the Air Force advocated what he called a kind of blitz warfare. He said it should have fast-moving ground troops, heavy and light artillery, but backed up by what he called the most massive air campaign in history. He said we have to go after the weapons of mass destruction, take out his command and control and intelligence systems, Saddam Hussein's. But it's worth pointing out that other military officials have said that air power alone will not do the job.
Eric, thanks very much.
You're welcome.
NPR's Eric Westervelt.